is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number three of this, the Monday night edition of the show, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and grab up archives right there from the front page of the website, literally months worth of the show. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And plus, when you go to freestateproject.org, I highly recommend you investigate the first 1,000 pledge, which I got to say I'm really excited about. I mean, I was the first person to sign it. So,
must be really excited about it.
Go to freestateproject.org. You can read about the first 1,000, which basically says you're in a rush. You want liberty as soon as possible. You want to go to New Hampshire, the free state, within the next 3 years, as long as 999 other people will do the same exact thing. And right now, there's almost 100 people that have signed the first 1,000 pledge. We've got till the end of the year to find about 900-something more.
Well, now there's There's some points to be made on this. There's about 130 members of the Free State Project that have already gone to New Hampshire. And in that amount of time, we've seen, a couple of state representatives inside the state assembly that are now that are libertarians. We have seen several,
there's been some great civil disobedience that has happened over the past year.
Different legislative advances.
There have been advances on both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. There's been advances just from active civil disobedience side of things to draw attention to issues. And then on the other side of that, there's also been political changes that have been going in the right direction. It's not huge. It's not a landslide yet.
You know, the protests are great and everything. I want to see us in charge of the legislative process.
You know what's going on? What's really been going on in the last 2 years up there is the infrastructure is being built. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure for us to be able to get control of the legislature up there. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Association that has been formed. There's the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, NHFree.com. There's a Liberty Scholarship Fund, which is a group that takes money, voluntary contributions, and sends kids to school. And all kinds of different things that are, you know, this groundwork is being built right now. Different organizations that are coming up. One of our listeners, Dennis, one of our Platinum Amplifiers, actually, he just started up a blog that is, the point of it is to highlight pro-freedom, pro-liberty things going on in the state. So we're in the very initial stages of this, and already positive things are happening. So freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Joy in Georgia. Joy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi guys, I was calling about the DROs and the coercion aspect of the being forced to sign.
Okay. Yes, we're talking about dispute resolution organizations, a possible idea for free market protection.
Yes, the first thing is the DROs. If one of the companies came to your house and forced you to sign at the point of a gun, two things are going to happen. First of all the other DROs are going to, if they're going to shut down the other company by force with their own guns, first of all, because they don't want any of that to reflect upon them and the job that they're doing. And if that doesn't happen, what's going to happen is as soon as people hear about it, there is going to be a humongous uprising with people, you know, storming their offices with guns and pitchforks and everything.
Well, Joy, people are going to say this anyway. Do you understand that if they come to get me and I've committed a crime, I'm going to levy all kinds of crazy accusations at these people? You get that, right?
Well, they do that now. The difference is that when it's a private organization, I think a lot of the reason that some people react so crazily to the police is that they don't have a choice. I mean, you talk about if someone doesn't want to join a DRO and they don't want to be a part of society and they just really want to have nothing to do with anybody, they could buy some land and go live in the middle of it, grow their own food, have a windmill for their own power, and be completely off the grid.
Well, they can do that now.
You can't do that now. It's illegal.
What? What's illegal about it?
You don't pay your property taxes.
You don't pay your property taxes. You don't, if you've got to go out and buy things, you have to pay taxes that way. If you're going to be on the street to go, to get things.
Right. If you're living on a piece of property and growing your own food, there's no way you're generating income. So how could you possibly pay property taxes like that? You couldn't.
Well, you and depending, if you were in a piece of land and growing your own food, you would in all likelihood not be in a place that they care whether you pay your property taxes or not, just to be clear. And they'll never come and get them.
By the way,
and if they realize there's a madman living on the property growing food, they're definitely not going
to
go get it.
I'd like to jump back to what Joy was talking about, how the other DROs would respond to the one DRO going rogue and starting to force people to sign up with weapons. One of the reasons why they'd be able to do that is because they'd have interlocking agreements with one another, arbitration agreements that say, well, you know, when there's a dispute between Manwich's DRO and Torgo's DRO, well, we go to Ian's arbitration court, and then they'll resolve that dispute.
Do you like the idea of a DRO, say, taking blood from you when you sign up so that they can identify you better at a crime scene situation? Because I'm sure that the DROs would want that information. And do you want people to differentiate these DROs? Do you want them to differentiate on people based on, you know, hepatitis A that they may have? You know, they can make all kinds of judgments about you based on this information they've got. Our federal government isn't nearly as invasive as these DROs would in all likelihood be.
Wait a minute. Could be, depending on what people were demanding, Joy.
The people would demand results as far as crime investigation goes.
Well,
maybe
you want
I don't want to give a blood sample, and so I pay a higher rate for that because I value my privacy more, so I pay more for that. But I mean, the other thing is that a lot of the little things that happen now and the little petty crimes are not really going to be an issue because of the fact that people are going to be more aware of what they're doing if it affects their status in the DRO, if it affects their status in the community more, because people...
Now, Joy, I can't let you go on that one, Joy. Your status in the community is affected based on an arrest. Your status in the community, for instance, you could be removed from it and put in jail. People do not are not affected by the punishments. They are not. I mean, they just don't care. They don't expect to be convicted.
But there's no long-term punishment. She's talking about your reputation rating will be harmed by you doing little
things
like thieving and that sort of thing.
You don't think convicted felons have their reputations are affected? Please, they have a difficult
time
getting...
Most people don't know about it.
Their employers damn sure do, and they have a difficult time getting jobs. The people that commit crimes are generally 16- and 17-year-olds who have no concept of what the future's like, who think that it's probably a good idea to die at 30 because you get too old and crazy.
Let's see, you're 34, so...
Well, I made a pact with four other guys that we would kill each other by our 30th birthdays.
So that's an entire society because you're insane.
I was at 16, yes, I would say I was insane, and I challenge you to find 16-year-olds that aren't.
Indeed.
Well, I think that a lot of them, too, I mean, and it becomes an issue with parents. If parents know that they're going to be responsible for anything that their children do, and they're going to be paying for financially, I think that there's going to be more responsibility required of the children by the parents, and that's where it's going to make a difference. Because when we talk about these things, we're talking about it from a standpoint of how our society is today and what we're used to with dealing under our government.
Right,
and that's
right.
This is something completely different that, you know, we've never experienced. We haven't seen it.
And it's obviously
anywhere.
Difficult. It's obviously difficult to fathom. It's difficult to grasp. And this is just one idea. I mean, this is just... You know, the DRO idea is just one concept. Who's to say what the marketplace would come up with, the variety of different protections, the variety of different options that could result, if we would just have the freedom to allow it? Joy, any other thoughts for us?
I think that'll do it for today.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I like the way that Joy thinks. 800-259-9231. She's much quicker on her toes than I am. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
We should give her a job.
Maybe so. This is your show. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Wait a minute. No, none of us have jobs yet. We can't do that. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting a media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, just go to Free Talk.
I don't even know where I am.
Personal issue?
Who am I?
Just go to the website. What are we doing here? You got a problem? Take it to the website.
I was looking at this new feature on our website, and that's what distracted me.
Oh, I see.
And I don't think we can talk about it yet.
No, we can't.
You can find it.
We can't talk about it till like Wednesday?
Yeah, something like that.
Can
you can
search
find
for
it, though. Like, I put it up there, if you look carefully.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. If you go to freetalklive.com, there is a new feature, so look carefully. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, let's get back to DRO, since that's the issue of the night, apparently, talking about dispute resolution organizations. It's one man's idea as to, what would life be like if we didn't have the government to allegedly protect us? Now, what would replace the government for protection purposes? And his idea is a dispute resolution organization, sort of like an insurance group, that would basically, you would sign up with one of them, and with that, you would agree to certain rules. You'd agree to behave in a certain way, and if you broke those rules, then there would be prescribed punishments for it. And so we're talking about how it is that most people who are good would sign up with DROs because they'd have an incentive to, since everybody wants to get along with everyone else, right? I mean, society is generally good. Wouldn't you agree with that, Manwich?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so in that case, most people sign up for DROs, and so therefore you have to have a DRO to even interact with society, as Mr. Molyneux here is going to point out. So he asks, well, what happens if you wake up one morning and you want to be a thief? Well, then you have to cancel your coverage, perhaps. And if you don't have DRO coverage, well, then what would happen if you didn't have coverage? Well, remember, since there's no public property in a truly government-free society, everything's private property. If you've gone rogue, where are you going to go? You can't take a bus. Bus companies won't take rogues because their DRO will require that they take only DRO-covered passengers. In case of injury or altercation, for instance. Want to fill up on gas? No luck, for the same reason. You can try hitchhiking, of course, which might work, but what happens when you get to your destination and try to rent a hotel room? No DRO card? No luck.
See, all that'll happen then is just other companies will start catering to the rogues.
Absolutely.
There will just be two completely different subsets of society.
Those companies would have to be outside of the normal society then.
Look, do companies...
there'd have to be Rogueville.
Do companies currently take credit cards or not take credit cards? Do companies take gold or cash? I mean, you start offering a shopkeeper, for his wares, gold, he's going to sell it to you.
Okay. Well... If you've got a lot of gold, then you'll be in luck, okay? But most people who are committing crimes don't have a cache of gold they can go
and raid. All the way down the line, a completely separate economy will start that will probably be on par with your DRO economy. And then people could choose to live in either side of society.
Great. Choices are good.
And then at that point, none of those people are going to have protection from a DRO, but also none of the people are going to have the...
Protection from them.
The DRO issues that you would consider a problem, Manwich.
Right. So if you want to live in a state of nature and you don't want any protection, then you'll be free to do that.
These DROs won't be very large. How are they going to find these people that are in a state of nature that have committed crimes? Most of them will be criminals. In this case, and,
well, they could be bigger than the police departments. Who knows how large they've been? There might be large and small DROs. There might be mom and pop DROs and Walmart sized DROs. Who knows what would come about as a result of it? One thing's for sure: the cops today are really lousy at finding criminals. Really lousy. Okay, so we can only get better. Anyway, going on. So you're locked out basically. No DRO card, no luck. You want to sleep in the park? Well, parks are privately owned, so keep moving. Getting hungry yet? No groceries, no restaurants, no food. What are you going to do? Obviously, those without DRO, and as Torco is pointing out, you could go to the rogue society. You could go out to...
I think everybody would be a rogue society member. I'm saying that every business,
really?
Just about, will do business in cash.
Or whatever.
Who's going to track it? And, cash will be valuables, gold,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. Crap they stole from good DRO-abiding citizens.
Why would any business... why would any business owner turn away customers that, if he could have good, loyal customers just because they don't have their little DRO card, why would any business, like especially something that sells necessities like a grocery store, turn away paying customers just because they don't have a DRO card?
Well, perhaps if they were found out that they were dealing with rogues, that their reputation would suffer. Maybe they'd be dropped from their DRO.
Maybe.
Anyway, I
don't see how you wouldn't have a very, very vibrant black economy.
The only way this could come about, Manwich, is if people wanted it. If people really wanted protection. And now what you're saying is people won't want protection.
No, people want protection.
Well, then if what they want is protection from a dispute resolution organization, then that's what they would have to do. They'd have to abide by those rules. Completely different would form. We're just talking about one
option.
They'll
also have a severe lack of personal liberties, to my mind, too.
What do you mean?
Well, these DROs are going
to
want information about you.
No, you're free to go out and do business with whoever you want to. What they want to know,
you're not. They want to know every damn transaction. If you don't have a DRO and he doesn't have a DRO,
stop it.
That's the truth.
You would be free to do whatever sort of business you want to.
Some kind of GPS thing stuck in my butt.
You just want to be a criminal because really, that's the only thing that you wouldn't be free to do is to harm others and to steal things from people.
Criminals would be your DROs. Whatever solved the problem of force would be the problem,
huh?
Whatever filled in the gap that we need in society for force would in fact be the problem. You'd have private armies of strong leaders yeah. that would take away your rights. And they do it much faster than the ninth best government in the world.
Wow. You are so paranoid. You know, I'd rather take
what?
The risk. I'd rather take the risk, man, which of having these competing private armies running around that you think will be running around.
Great. I wouldn't. Thanks.
All right. Let's continue. Obviously, those without DRO representation are going to find it very hard to get around or find anything to eat. But let's go even further and imagine that as a rogue, you're somehow able to survive long enough, maybe with this cache of gold that you have, for instance, to start trying to steal from people's houses. Well, the first thing that DROs are going to do is give a reward to anyone that spots you and reports your position. And as you walk down the street on your way to rob the house, someone sees you and calls you in. The DRO immediately notifies the street owner, who boots you off his street. Are you going to resist the street owner? Well, his DRO will fully support his right to use force to protect his property or life. So you have to get off the street. Where do you go? All the local street owners have been notified of your presence and refuse you entrance. You can't go anywhere without trespassing. You are a pariah. No one will help you or give you food or shelter you, because if they do, their DRO will boot them or raise their rates, and their name will be entered into a database of people who help rogues. There literally is no place to turn. So really, what incentive is there to turn to a life of crime? Working for a living and being protected by a DRO pays really well. Going off the grid and becoming a rogue pits the entire weight of the combined DRO system against you. And even if you do manage to survive their scrutiny and steal something, it has probably been voice encoded or protected in some other manner against unauthorized reuse. But let's suppose that you somehow bypass all of that and do manage to steal. Where are you going to sell your stolen goods? You're not protected by a DRO, so who will buy from you, knowing that they have no recourse if something goes wrong? And besides, anyone who interacts with you will get a substantial reward for reporting your location. And if they deal with you, they'll be dropped from the DRO system. Will there be underground markets? No. Where would they operate? People need a place to live, cars to rent, clothes to buy, groceries to eat. No DRO means no participation in normal economic life. Thus, it's fair to say that any stateless society will do a far better job of protecting its citizens against crime of motive. So what about crimes of passion? The ones that are really difficult to prevent. Like
yeah, very
a husband murdering his wife because after catching her and cheating with somebody.
Right.
So let's talk about crimes of passion coming up. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. This is your show. Take control. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about dispute resolution organizations. And really, we keep going during the breaks about this because we really all just disagree on this. Well, I think Manwich and Torgo, you're pretty much on the same side.
Well, we're libertarians.
I don't know that I'm completely on the same side as Manwich either. Okay. I'm in the middle on this. I can see benefits of it. But I can also see, I can see where you're coming from on certain points. I can see where he's coming from on certain points. Okay. Unfortunately, the areas where I agree with Manwich also make me very leery of wanting to live in a society like that.
Understood.
And I do believe that it would be great to have competition in every aspect. I like the idea of competition in the marketplace. I believe it makes organizations better.
Except protection.
I just don't think you can do it. I cannot envision the set of circumstances that would make it okay.
So your last statement was competition makes everything better, but I can't imagine how it would possibly make this better.
You know, when competition
even though you admit that our current system blows chunks.
Competition of applying force to people seems like a really bad idea to me.
So let's talk about how DROs could help prevent or deal with crimes of passion, because we talked about crimes of motive before, like theft and other things like that. In this case, crimes of passion, which are harder to prevent, this from Stéphane Molyneux, but also present far less of a threat to those outside of the circle in which they occur. So let's say a man kills his wife. They're both covered by DROs, of course, and their DRO contracts would include specific prohibitions against murder. Thus, the man would be subject to all the sanctions involved in his contract, possibly forced labor, for instance, until a certain financial penalty, restitution, was paid off. Since DROs would be responsible for paying financial penalties to any next of kin, they'd want to recoup their costs. Fine, you say, but what if either the man or the woman was not covered by a DRO? Well, where would they live? No one would rent them an apartment. If they owned their house free and clear, who would sell them food or gas? And who would employ them? What bank would accept their money? The penalties for opting out of the DRO system are almost infinite, and it's safe to say that it'd be next to impossible to survive without a DRO. But let's say that only the murderous husband planning to kill his wife opted out of his DRO system without telling her. Well, the first thing that his wife's DRO system would do is inform her of her husband's action and the ill intent that it might represent and help relocate
her. Just to be clear, the most likely person to kill you is living under your roof.
That's true. That's why they always suspect the family first.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And a husband, usually it's the husband or wife, the spouse, the significant other.
Or somebody close to you. For instance, there was a murder here from a, you know, the gardener killed the wife.
It does. I mean, you want to go out concentric circles.
Right.
But the most likely person to kill you, you've had sex with at some point. It's the truth.
All right.
Wow, that's a very short list for me then.
Yeah. Well, the first thing...
I can keep all my suspects under watch at all times.
Well, the first thing... So if he opts out of his DRO, then the wife's DRO would tell her about it and possibly help relocate her if she desired. If she decided against relocation, her DRO would probably drop her, promptly drop her, since by deciding to live in close proximity with a rogue man, she was exposing herself to an untenable amount of danger, and so therefore the DRO would have a high risk for financial loss. So both the husband and wife have chosen to live without DROs in a state of nature and thus face all the insurmountable problems of getting food, shelter, money, and so on.
Oh, that's nice. So what this is saying is, oh, you're paying in, you've got all your protections and all that good stuff, and your husband decides he doesn't want to live in that particular society, so
that's right.
Makes that choice for himself. And if you don't choose to drop him and give up the person that you've promised to spend the rest of your life with,
right.
You get to lose all your protections?
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
That's awful.
Why?
Absolutely
it's
awful.
It's risky to live with a rogue in this particular case.
So what you're saying is DROs will only cover you if you live a risk-free life.
Well, I guess think of it this way: as the
you'd
husband
have to pay extra for more risk.
The husband supposedly gets in a car wreck, and then he chooses not to pay. He says, "I wasn't at fault," and then whatever reason the judge rules against him, says he's got to pay X amount of money to this person. The husband refuses. The lien goes on your two you two own a home. And together, that lien's going to go against the both of your homes. So there's it's not.
If we do own a home together, in which case both of our names are on the home, yes. However, if only his name was on the home, for example, under DRO coverage, if he withdraws his plan from his DRO, the wife's should be completely unaffected.
But she's entering a risky situation. I mean, it's possible that they might just really raise her rates if they found out she was living with a rogue. She's just suggesting is...
Essentially, she's the one who's providing, what the whole system is based on here, what he's talking about, is, is not providing services to these rogue people, would be providing services to this rogue person.
If my home insurance company got word that I was having regular bonfires in my backyard and my property, they might have a problem with that, and they might, threaten to drop my coverage as a result of that. So it's their interest, and they can put whatever they want in their contract. So let's look at a different situation, like stalking.
Do you have to pay for these DROs? Because, there's a lot of people in the world that don't make money and don't, really work very much, and I can't see them paying their...
I don't know. Maybe there'd be advertiser-sponsored DROs. I don't know.
I don't see that.
That's a good question. Charity DROs. Now let's look at something slightly more complicated. Stalking. A woman becomes obsessed with a man and starts calling him at all hours and following him around. Perhaps boils a bunny rabbit or two.
Hold on. I do need to hear about this so I know how I'm going to be able to keep myself safe.
Well, if the man has bought insurance against stalking, his DRO leaps into action. It calls the woman's DRO, which says, stop stalking this man or we'll drop you. And how does her DRO know whether she's really given up her stalking? Well, the man stops reporting.
Or started it, for that damn matter.
And if there's a dispute, she just wears an ankle bracelet for a while, just to make sure. And remember, since there's no...
Oh, man!
I'm sorry, it's ludicrous.
And remember, since there's no public... would stop her, wouldn't it? Since there's no public property, she can be ordered off any property such as sidewalks, streets, and parks. And if the man has not bought insurance against stalking, no problem. It'll just be more expensive to buy it with a pre-existing condition.
I bet it would.
Although they may...
try to get insurance for lung cancer after you got it.
Caveat emptor, my friend. Although they may seem unfamiliar to you, DROs...
But what does he do if he just chooses not to... Or, they won't sell him. For instance, you're not going to get insurance for lung cancer if you've got it. So maybe you won't get a...
Enjoy your stalker.
Yeah, what do you...
You should buy or beware, my friend.
Can you shoot her?
I guess it would depend on what she does. I mean, you can't shoot people without them threatening your life necessarily.
She gets close. She's peeping through the window. You shoot her. She said she threatened my life, and you drop the Saturday Night Special down beside her, which by the way is great home protection device. Night Special. You should have that just in case.
Well, although they may seem unfamiliar to you, DROs aren't a new concept. They're as ancient as civilization itself, but have been shouldered aside by the constant escalation of state power over the last century or so. In the past, desired social behavior was punished through ostracism, and risks ameliorated through voluntary, friendly societies.
You've been shunned, Jebediah.
A man who left his wife and children, or a woman who got pregnant out of wedlock, was no longer welcome in decent society.
DROs take these concepts one step further.
They were physically harmed in a lot of cases.
By making all the information formally known by the local community available to the world as a whole, just as credit reports do. There really are no limits to the benefits DRO can confer upon a free society. Insurance could be created for a variety of different things, and we're pretty much done with
any,
it.
Any guarantees the DROs, in fact, will protect freedoms in this quote-unquote
more
free society?
Coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with...
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there, and it's free. We've got the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version right there at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of it. So, throughout the show tonight, we've been talking about private defense, the idea of a dispute resolution organization, and some of the ways in which this concept might actually help provide better safety for individuals, give less incentive for people to become criminals, and, Manwich, before we went away to that last break, you actually asked a really good question.
Well, my question was, is there any guarantee that these, in this free society, that these DROs will, in fact, protect your freedoms?
I would say no. No, absolutely not. In fact, there are no guarantees of freedoms in this particular society. All there's a guarantee of is people responding to demand. So, for instance, if you lived in Utah and a lot of people came in there and they wanted to create the law that they wanted to create, you and I probably wouldn't want to set foot in Utah. And I think that, of course, the only way something like this could ever come about, Manwich, is if people really were demanding more freedom. So therefore, realistically, the answer is probably yes, But if this idea did, like, for instance, if this idea started in New Hampshire and there were DROs protecting freedoms there, but the idea spread across the country, then in that case, there might be some oppressive areas that that were involved in this.
Hmm. Here's a question. If you've got, you know, you pay into your DRO, you've got the protection, whatever, and you own a fairly large chunk of land, let's say four city blocks you own. You're a fairly wealthy individual. You own four whole city blocks, you know, that join.
It's good.
And then you decide, I'm done with the DRO thing. Do you still own your four city blocks?
Well, I would presume that you do, but you might not be able to get power.
You might not be able to get power. But what if you decide, you know, let's say something happens.
Unless when you had a DRO, you bought a generator.
No, here's the question. You own this land, and one day you're just this eccentric rich man. I'm just one of my ridiculous situations here. And you just snap. You're just done. And you decide that your four city blocks are now a sovereign nation called Bombtopia. Yeah. And everyone who comes in there gets a free bomb that they get to use on anyone else who lives there. With, you know, it's just, your rules in your four city blocks is that there are rocket launchers mounted on the roofs of all of the buildings with motion sensors that just fire at random intervals.
I can't wait till you get old and crazy. Let's talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torco and Manwich. Hello, Frank in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank in Oregon, going once. Frank in... Hello?
Hello.
Hear me?
Hey there. What's up?
Yeah, you just finally clicked on. I got to go with Manwich on this DRO issue because, I mean, it sounds like this is never, ever, ever going to work. I mean, you say, well, it's great because you got choice, but...
Crack pottery?
Yeah,
insanity?
Yeah. Because,
total tripe.
Mean, you just read this whole... paper about this guy saying basically you can't participate in society if you don't have this DRO organization, but it's so much better than the government because you have a choice to be forced into all these things.
You wouldn't be forced into it. You would choose which DRO you wanted to operate with.
Okay, here you go, Ian, and this is a point that I made on the break, and I think Frank will probably agree with me on this one. That's true. At the time that this whole DRO-based society is established, you have a choice. But once this DRO-based society has been in place for 50, 60 years, and it's the norm, it's the societal standard, children being born into that society don't get a choice. They are raised under a DRO.
That's the life
they have, and then all of a sudden, they're just living under a government that they get to choose which government they pay.
That's a good point.
I don't see how all these hundreds of companies are going to be able to share information, and I don't think it has no practical.
Well, how do insurance companies share information with one another? How do they resolve accidents and resolve disputes with one another? How do phone companies interact with one another and allow you to call other phone companies halfway across the country?
Well, that'd be due to federal regulation.
I think how it works.
Sorry.
Now, there's only a couple of credit agencies, and they're all regulated. Not saying that's a better option, I'm just saying that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
credit agencies aren't really fair because, I mean, banks were so heavily regulated before credit agencies came about that essentially they were born into regulation. But you could look at other companies. And
I think Torgo's objection is probably the best one that I've heard. The one about the children. Literally,
well, I don't have a choice. I believe the children are our future, Ian.
Well, I don't have a choice even when this this DRO thing comes about anyway, because I've got to have a DRO or not. I don't have a choice. Where's my choice? Where's my freedom?
You would have to choose in the first place to be involved in the system anyway.
Why?
And it's possible this might not even come about because it might be such a terrible idea. People might choose not to get involved at all.
It does seem likely. I mean, it's. I'm not saying it's a terrible idea. I'm saying it's got some problems.
Of course it does. It's one man's idea. Of course it's got problems. Now turn it over to the marketplace and allow millions of people to work on the problems. Allow people that are interested in pursuing profit to iron out all the kinks.
I think this argument is kind of irrelevant, too. I mean, this is why mainstream people think libertarians are so crackpots.
We're not talking about anything libertarian tonight. This is totally way outside of the libertarian bounds.
This is what always happens, though. I mean, you talk to some people, and they're like, oh, what about this? What about that? And then libertarians go on these, like, fantasy kind of scenarios. And I'm guilty of doing the same thing, but no, it seems like the time better spent, you know, on issues that are happening today instead of, you know, future utopian societies.
So how did you come across libertarianism?
No, I'm not. I'm not really sure.
Did you think it was crackpot when you were first introduced to it? And if not, why not?
I kind of already had leaning tendencies towards libertarianism. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know anything about the philosophy. I just knew that I hated the government.
Well, yeah. See, there's a lot of people out there that have those leanings. Obviously, converting socialists is going to be a lot more difficult, and they're going to be a lot more likely to bring up all kinds of objections like, what about the roads? We're going to come back with more. Frank, thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. I agree with him. We should talk about issues, in which case, call in with a Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. $3 a month allows us to promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations, to get on more people's MP3 players, for instance. And it's really helping out. We've actually had over 170 people at this point, close to 180, sign up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And there's good reason. I mean, not only do they want to help the show, but they also want to help themselves to some of the perks that AMP amplifiers get. They get access to classic archives of Free Talk Live. They get access to the amplifier-only phone line. Joy called in earlier on that. And a variety of other things, all there, amp.freetalklive.com. Long term, we want to reduce the commercial time on the show. That's the final goal of the AMP program, is to cut back on commercial time by 25%. Who could disagree with that?
So, I'm just curious, because this is the first three-hour show I've done in a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
taking out time for commercial breaks and news breaks, have we really been talking for like 2 hours and 20 minutes tonight?
It's probably more like 2 straight hours. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole lot.
That's a whole lot more talking than I'm used to.
Because you have to take out the news breaks too.
That's why I said taking time out for news breaks and commercials.
Right. So there you go. Well, we've had a good time, and you brought this. I mean, you're the one that brought us into this
first segment.
Right.
First issue, first segment.
I had all kinds of stuff. I had Grand Theft Auto. I had issues, man. I had government. Let's see. Okay.
Hey, Torgo, tell us what happened at work today.
I don't support the troops. 50,000 troops have been stop-lost. Man, I had some show prep for tonight.
I'm going to tell...
This has been boiling for a long time, or, you know, simmering, as it were.
I'm going to have to tell my boss tomorrow that our little intellectual property issue that we had at the office today blew up this radio show for 3 hours.
I don't think that it solved anything either.
No, not at all.
I don't think either any one of us have moved one iota on our stand.
But you know what? I don't support DROs necessarily. I just think it's an interesting idea.
Oh, I agree.
I support just allowing the marketplace to handle it. I just wanted to share something new.
I agree. It's an interesting idea. I think that it. I don't think that it'll work. That's my opinion. But, you know,
I don't like how kids would be. I mean, I would feel terrible. Well, I'd feel terrible regardless. I mean, of kids, if a bunch of people moved to Utah that wanted to enforce their religious ways on others, I'd feel terrible for the kids that were raised there, regardless of whether or not there was a DRO system backing up their society. Would I do anything about it? Probably not.
All right, then.
Let's talk to Greg in Kansas City. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Greg.
About the DRO issue. Clearly, like, if someone opted out of it, it would just be go back to a case of natural law where they'd just be treated like animals by the DRO.
Yeah. And if they robbed your house, they'd be treated like pests, you know, like roaches and rats. You know, they're taking. They're
what was on your mind
tonight,
Greg?
Call Torgo's rogue exterminator.
Greg, what was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, let everybody know that the propaganda Flight 93 show is on A&E right now. So, like, if you want to see, like, what didn't, you know, really happen, what they say is happening.
Wait, what's Flight 93 now? Is that the terrorism thing?
Yeah, for 9/11. It's like basically glorifies the official story from the government.
Oh, the A&E special is glorifying the official story?
Yeah, it's like a reenactment. It's kind of cheesy and whatnot, but...
I'll remember not to tune in. Thanks for the update, Greg. Thanks for the TV schedule.
Yep.
I never watch TV, but I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Well,
by the way, I don't believe anybody's story on 9/11. I don't believe the government's story. I don't believe the conspiracy theories.
I think those buildings are still there.
Don't believe that either.
They're underground.
Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll continue 3-hour shows from here on out, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you tomorrow night. And, of course, join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you are a